Some Veterans Administration hospitals are now limiting complex surgeries and procedures. This comes after investigators found that mistakes led to 9 deaths in a Marion, Illinois hospital a few years ago. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports from the VA hospital in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
At first glance, the Fayetteville VA looks more like a hotel than a hospital. Dedicated in 1939, the building stands out with its red brick facade and shiny brass front doors. But most patients these days come in through a modern side entry. That's where Ralph Gelati, the hospital's interim director, is strolling in today.
This is our ambulatory entrance, and this is where the majority of our patients come in to get checked in for their outpatient visits.
Inside, a long line of veterans winds its way through a cramped waiting room all the way to the door. Gelati says under the VA's new guidelines, doctors here will no longer perform complex or intermediate procedures like joint replacements and stomach resections. This hospital doesn't have a bad reputation, but like other rural facilities, it has always struggled to recruit enough specialists.
What we learned from Marion was you had to ensure that the infrastructure you have in place at your facility can support the services that you're offering. The equipment, the personnel, those type of things.
Under the new policy, the VA's 112 hospitals are now ranked according to whether they're able to perform standard, intermediate, or complex surgical operations. Fayetteville is one of 5 facilities restricted to standard surgery only. That doesn't bother Wally Tyson, the National Vice Chairman of Disabled American Veterans, who's here today for a checkup. He says very few complex procedures were performed here anyway.
It's not really a downgrade. Using 2009 as a reference, less than 4% of the surgeries performed at Fayetteville would have been affected by any of the change that has been done. 4%, that's very minor.
But that percentage is important to VA officials who want to make sure the right surgeon performs the correct procedure in the optimal setting.
It's not rational to think that we need heart surgery in every facility, but we do need to be able to provide at least standard level care in every facility.
Dr. William Gunner is the VA's director of surgery. He says it's safer and more efficient to send patients at smaller and more rural hospitals elsewhere for complicated operations.
Having said that, you can do a lot of surgery in a standard facility. You have anesthesia support, you have a general surgeon, a urologist, and that's the core group of people. And you can do a lot of good for veterans in that rural community.
The new policy means that some veterans will have to travel farther to other VA facilities or civilian hospitals. 43-year-old Robert Shelley doesn't mind. He's a former Marine with a bad back who relies on the VA for medical care.
Things do happen in hospitals. It's a gamble sometimes, but going to see a specialist and you know this is what this guy does every day of the week, I'd rather go see him than anybody else.
Shelley says traveling farther is worth it to get the specialist he needs. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Fayetteville, North Carolina.